Canada and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of The Good Woman of Renmark, written by Darry Fraser and read by Rebecca McCauley. The piercing whistle jolted her out of a daze. Maggie had taken the offer of a chair for her cabin, and she'd put it in the shaded doorway where she could sit with fresh air on her face. At the calming rate of 6 miles per hour, with the opposite bank seeming to glide by as if it were moving and not her, she drifted, exhausted. Late afternoon sun approached dusk, and the boat's speed began to drop away. She sat forwards, bracing an arm on the door jamb. Perhaps another boat was about to pass them. There had been a whistle, maybe a river signal, and they'd slowed down. Peering towards the front of the boat, Maggie saw nothing but the expanse of river, barely a ripple on it except for the draw of the Goodnight as she glided along. She knew it would have been the best part of 6 or 7 hours since leaving Renmark. Rested, though not calm, she didn't feel inclined to head for the wheelhouse to inquire where they might be. She would stay put, and as she sat, her pulse pounded again. Seemed her heart remembered what had happened earlier today, even if she'd tried to forget. Her hollow stomach gurgled, but the thought of food did not appeal. Still, she should head for the galley to check if she was expected to cook this evening, or at least prepare something. It was, after all, the start of her new life. Sam. Would she ever be able to face him now? She'd managed to swallow her pride and write the letter she still had in her bag. But now, any fleeting, tiny hope she'd had of seeing him again was dashed. Would her world be so contracted that her only refuge was a cabin on a freight boat? Wringing her hands, Maggie decided that would not be so, that she needed to appear as any normal person, interested, engaged, and social. Sam and his place in her life would have to remain where it had been these last couple of years, in the past. So be it. Drawing in a ragged breath, she straightened and stepped onto the deck outside her cabin. As she stood there, Mr. Bentley appeared with a large drawstring bag in his sinewy arms.
"Came by earlier, miss, but you were snoozing. Didn't want to wake you. This is for your bunk," he said and slung the bag past her into the cabin. "Cap'n says they might need a good airing out, but that you'd know what to do." He tipped his cap and gave a nod. "If you need anything, let me know."